Music. It inspires. It motivates. Music expresses our feelings, communicates to our inner self. It ties us to vivid memories. A first love. A lasting love. A friend. A life-changing moment. The writer Tolstoy referred to music as the shorthand of emotion. Another brilliant author, Longfellow, described music as the universal language of mankind. And in our day, Bono, the lead singer of the group U2, says, "Music can change the world because it can change people." It's hard to disagree with any of them. Music makes our lives better. And there's so much to choose from. Perhaps you like classical music. Or rock and roll. What about the blues? Or hip hop. Ego so good, it got your head on the range by the followers and looks. Movers in the crooks, beat pop. Country. Baby, why you leaving me? Baby. Nearly 3 billion people throughout the world listen to a music streaming service each week. If you have any connection to the world, music probably touches your life. With so much music to choose from, what would be considered the greatest music of all time? Of course, it's subjective. It can change over time. It may depend on your mood at the moment. But a quick internet search turns up a few that are frequently considered among history's greatest composers. There's Johann Sebastian Bach. George Frederick Handel. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. But there's another person who is on almost all lists of the most influential musicians. His name? Ludwig von Beethoven. Perhaps you've heard of him, and even some of his music. Or this. But there's so much more to his story than being one of the greatest composers the world has ever heard. In 1770, about the same time the colonies in America were rebelling against the British Empire, Ludwig von Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany. At that time, the upper echelons of Europe were living in an unsurpassed time of musical creativity. It was the perfect environment for Ludwig's talent to flourish. At 21, he moved to Vienna, a hotbed for musical geniuses. Mozart was there, and so was Joseph Haydn, and Mozart's arch-rival, Antonio Salieri. When Mozart died in 1791, Beethoven was seen as the next creative standard of classical music. Living the life of a musical artist is not always lucrative, and in his early years, Ludwig found himself teaching and performing to sustain his craft. But as is often the case, those times of performing over and over taught him some of his most valuable lessons. He figured out what music touched his audiences. He watched how certain notes moved his listeners. He learned how sound carried in large spaces. He began to appreciate how musical rhythms evoked different feelings. Already a brilliant talent, he honed the details of his music in new and emotionally moving ways. But in an ironic twist of fate, Ludwig began losing the thing that's most important to a composer, his hearing. On his doctor's advice, Ludwig moved to the countryside in an attempt to come to terms with this cruel condition. Although devastated by this situation, Beethoven was determined to overcome. In a letter to friends, he wrote that he was committed to seize fate by the throat. It shall certainly not crush me completely. As Beethoven lost the most important part of his art, his passion only increased. He knew how music could move audiences. Perhaps the deafness in him awakened a deeper sense of the power of music. Perhaps now, more than ever, he started to write not from his sense of sound, but from the feelings of his heart. The peak of Beethoven's creativity was made manifest in his last symphony, the Ninth Symphony in D minor. Breaking with the traditional norms of the day, Ludwig was determined to incorporate a new element to his composition, a chorus. Beethoven had long admired a piece written by poet Friedrich Schiller. He admired the universal themes of joy, unity, and brotherhood that were conveyed in the poem. He wanted to use this message to express his own hope and vision for humanity. Reaching far beyond his lack of hearing and into the deepest recesses of his heart and soul, Ludwig von Beethoven wrote the sublime notes that brought to life his greatest composition and perhaps the most well-known symphony the world has ever heard, Ode to Joy. Overcome and orchestrate joy. From PassItOn.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, please subscribe. PassItOn.com, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.